Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Gentry moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner is hit by the pitch. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentry takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Rader and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Milner scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fregosi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentry takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentry moves to second. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gentry moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentry scores. It's 4-3. Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Fregosi moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Williams pinch runs for Jim Howarth. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maddox bunts towards first. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Bonds moves to second. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bonds scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey strikes out. There goes Spear. The throw from Dyer to Harrelson, and Spear is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Damaso Blanco now playing third base. Willie Mays pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuentes covering, for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.